Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And getting on back to the international news, this is just now breaking. Israeli newspaper Israel Hayom published an article which claims to be leaking details of Donald Trump's deal of the century. Apparently, there's copies of this document being circulated in Israel's foreign ministry, and an anonymous source leaked a copy to Middle East Eye. So maybe, maybe not, could be disinformation. But apparently, according to this document, which will have to be signed by Israel, Palestinian Liberation Organization, and Hamas, there's going to be a Palestinian state. They're going to call it New Palestine. It's going to be established on lands in the now occupied West Bank and the Gaza Strip. The deal of the century is calling for elections to be held after a year and for Israel to start releasing Palestinian prisoners gradually over the course of 3 years. Now, New Palestine would have no military and would have to rely on Israel for protection. And unfortunately, there is a stick to go along with the carrot. If Hamas refuses this deal, then there will be a U.S.-backed Israeli invasion to eradicate Hamas. Apparently, this deal will be backed and funded by Arab Gulf states like the Saudis and the UAE. As far as Jerusalem is concerned, it will remain undivided. And while Israel will maintain general control, responsibilities would be shared between Israel and New Palestine. So Palestinian residents in Jerusalem would be citizens of the Palestinian state, but the Israeli municipality of Jerusalem would remain in charge of matters related to land. And apparently Palestinians will be allowed to be educated in Israel. So not as bad and one-sided as had been leaked out. The other part of the deal, of course, is that the illegal settlements in the West Bank would formally be recognized as part of Israel. All right, well, good luck getting that one signed. But at least they understand what the Palestinians really want. Getting on back to the world of computers and getting on back to Microsoft, do you remember years and years ago when they first came out with plug and play, where you could plug accessories in and out of the computer while it was running? And back then it was a big deal, because if you touched any cable on earlier computers, the computer would crash. And Bill Gates came on out at this big Microsoft launch to demonstrate plug and play, and he plugged something into somewhere and got the blue screen of death. And of course, everybody started laughing at that. Well, they've had kind of another little bit of a whoopsie. And it happened at the annual Build Developers Conference. And Microsoft was out there showing their HoloLens artificial reality demo. And they were going to use a simulation of the Apollo 11 mission. So space historian Andy Shykin and John Knoll, chief creative officer of visual effects from Industrial Light and Magic, stepped on the stage wearing HoloLens headsets. The simulation failed and ultimately left with palpable awkwardness after their demo failed to load. Let's see, what else were they looking at there? Apparently, artificially intelligent-equipped Starbucks menus that show you what to order. A new election security software. Now, that would be a good thing here. Now, this is where computers have gone a little bit too far. Now, don't get me wrong. I've spent most of my life with computers, and I don't like them as much now as I did back when they were simple and elegant. But I do think the law of the hammer gets used a little too much. you see something, you say, oh, let's computerize it. Let's make it smart. And I think that's a bad way to go here. So story coming out of Activist Post here. Huggies has now come out with a smart diaper. And they are already selling them in Korea and Japan. And they will soon be introduced here in the United States and in Mexico. And I guess the situation is that when baby goes poo, you'll be notified on your smartphone. Ignoring the fact that babies generally will start crying when they go poo, but that's another matter entirely. So apparently there is this new rush for smart personal care products. And of course, they're going to be more expensive. And there is the issue of, you know, adding more wireless radiation to the environment. Now, 250 scientists have signed a petition that warns against numerous devices that emit radio frequency radiation, which is used in Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. Okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Getting on back to Facebook. Facebook troubles continues to grow. The social network is under fire for how it collects user data. And, of course, goes back to the big one, Cambridge Analytica. And apparently, they've had a few of these come on up as well. Let's see. Let me do a click here. So you got Cambridge Analytica, and basically Zuckerberg and Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg remained silent before commenting on the scandal and then admitting the scope of the problem was larger than it was once thought. Basically amounted to a personal data breach. And I'm one of those people, I don't like the fact that there are computers all over this planet who are holding details of my personal life. Like, I bought a jelly donut the other day. But apparently Facebook last September disclosed a breach that affected 50 million people. 2 weeks later, Facebook said the data of another 29 million people had been stolen. And for 14 million of those, the hackers also nabbed the birth date, hometown, and workplace, along with the most recent searches or places people had checked in to their social network. Now, here is a question, okay? What do these hackers do with this data? I mean, it's vast, vast amounts of data. And yes, it can be used for marketing, telemarketing. But I'm wondering how much of this is wrapped up with our government's obsession to keep files on all of us. Remember a few years ago, Total Information Awareness, where they came on out and said absolutely that, yeah, we're going to maintain computer files on everybody. December 14th, Facebook disclosed another data breach, a bug on the social network. Exposed 6.8 million people's photos to outside developers. And the developers could see the photos if users uploaded them to the social network, even if they didn't actually post them. On December 18th, the Times reported on how much user data Facebook provided to some of its partners. Netflix, Spotify, and the Royal Bank of Canada could read users' private messages. Well, I guess at this point, there's no more privacy over at Facebook. Yahoo could read the real-time feeds of friends' posts. Apple could access the calendar entries, contact numbers of people who disabled all sharing in their accounts. Even the Times had access to a user's friends list as part of an article sharing app it shut down in 2011. Now, Facebook may have violated a 2011 agreement it had with the Federal Trade Commission to protect user data. And it basically amounted to a consent decree, which barred Facebook from sharing your personal data with third parties without your explicit permission. Facebook, though, argues that state of partnerships are exempt from the consent decree. But former FTC officials said they disagree with that. So, yeah, it's... Sometimes I wonder if maybe computers are less a blessing and more of a curse on our lives. I remember when computers first were coming on out, the electronic brains. I remember when personal computers first came out, oh, it's going to make your life easier. It's going to make your life convenient. You're going to be able to do all of this stuff. And it almost seems like we're in a world right now where the computers are using us. Now, Facebook, trying to make more sales, is hiring so-called influencers. These are people who have become stars on Instagram. And soon they're going to be able to sell products directly to users using the company's apps. And Facebook said this week the future of shopping would depend on content creators. So this is probably going to be upsetting to a lot of celebrities, the old kind of celebrities here. Over in Monsanto land, they're still going back and forth over that verdict in California that awarded a huge payout to a groundskeeper who contracted cancer from exposure to glyphosate. And the court said, yes, we're convinced glyphosate was the cause. They did this huge award. The court then revised it downward. And now Monsanto is back in court saying, well, this cancer victim shouldn't receive even that much money because he's going to die really soon anyway. And it's not like he needs the money or is going to use the money. I mean, talk about callous. Just absolutely callous. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Oh, we have a caller on the line, Sherry in Texas. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. When I buy something in town, because I like to go in and just write a check for things, you know, I'm kind of old-fashioned. But yes. They'll say, do you want an email about this? And I'll say, no, thank you. Or they'll say, do you want to be part of our, what is it when they take your information and you can, I don't know, you go on some kind of system. Oh, I can't think of it right now because I haven't had time to think. But I always say no because advertising, that's where they get permission for us to accept advertising from a company so that we can be tracked, I think. I mean, I'm not the first to think this, but whenever there's all kinds of, I know they said you want to be in our system. What is that thing when they say you want to be in our system?
Well, they determine different names for it over at Safeway. You know, it's basically all about customer support, discount
yes.
cards. Some cards don't have discounts on them, but it is about tracking all of your purchases and what you're buying.
That's right.
And rebuilding customer loyalty.
Well, what I'm saying is that's where they get our permission. To go in and snoop. It's snooped technology. It snoops. You know?
Yes.
Yes. That's right.
Well,
that's where they get it from, all these things.
It could very well be. I don't know the arrangements between these different companies because it's not one company that's doing this. I mean, there are literally hundreds of companies out there that are trying to data mine your data and turn it into something they can sell to marketing companies.
Everything I buy, they say, you want us to get it, let you know when we have a sale again? I always say no. You know, I wouldn't mind having it, but I don't want to be, I don't want them tracking me. I feel like they're just following behind me. You know, well, she's going here today, she's going to be there tomorrow, and we'll pick up on what she buys, and then we'll see. You know, Snowden said something about this a long time ago. They can get very creative with our personal information. And I'm afraid we're at that point now where we have to think about this. So it's just that that's my opinion. I'll be safe.
Well, you know, I'm a private person. Claire's a private person, but then we're old people. And I don't like total strangers having that much information about my life, even if it's for a benign purpose. But as we've seen very often, the purposes are not benign.
Right.
They are, in fact, in many cases nefarious, especially when you get into the government.
And they have operatives that go in and they find out who's on the no-call list. They pay them under the table. I've had to deal with this with my phone company, and good callers have called in to say, well, they told me, yes, they have operatives. They find out who's on the no-block list. So they can go in and reactivate their block. So people say, well, I paid for this no-block thing, or I was put on the list. How come I'm getting these calls again? Well, it's the little operatives that they pay on the side, because it generates more income for the company to know what you're doing. And it's sad, but, you know, the more our eyes are open, the easier it'll be to get through all this.
Well, I don't know about operatives doing the unblock. I mean, telemarketers have the block list right there. It's not like they need to get anybody to get the names to know who's on it. But it is being evaded, and one of the ways it's being evaded is for these telemarketers to operate their call centers outside the United States of America, where there's no enforcement. We have a company right here in Honolulu. It's become notorious. They're running a call center out of Guam that calls people in the United States of America with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm just happy for all the callers that call in and say, this is what happened to me. We had a lot of that in the show today, and I'm just, you know, riveted. Dinner will be late. I can't miss this. This is great, Mike, and I like your show because it's so based on truth and the best that I'm going to get all smarmy about it now, but really it's a great show, and I've learned
a lot.
Well,
thank you very much. I appreciate your support. Okay, Sherry, we're going to let you go here. We're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. We were talking yesterday about war, and a caller called in and talked about the draft. I think that this next war we're going to have, I think it's, you know how like there's a big technological changes whenever there's a war? I think this war is going to be the war of the robot drones. They're going to not need people. And I think that's a very disturbing aspect of the technology that we have, the bioweaponry. I think it's going to become the opening salvo of the anti-human agenda, which you really find in a lot of the left-wing people now anyway.
Yes.
And I think when you do have a war, there's scientists that, because of this false religion of global warming, hate humanity. And they're kind of like the Nazis in that they'll gladly develop weapons that are unethical. Well, most weapons are, but I'm talking about maybe bioweapons, race-specific bioweapons.
Yes.
You know, drones, just machines that just kill any type of living being. I really think that technologically they have a lot of things up their sleeve that we don't know about. And I've always said, that the weaponry we see is 20, 30 years old. They have stuff that would probably blow our minds, and they only bring it out when there's a big war that they want to, you know, let the other side taste a little bit of what we got. So, when I hear about the draft, I think that this next war is not going to be like normal war. I think humanity is going to, and both sides are not going to be considered, an asset, because the people that really the establishment hates humanity anyway. They're going to look at a war as an opportunity to lower our population to manageable levels, and I think that's the scary part of it. Well, all wars are scary, but I think we have to take in that into consideration, that this is not.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much about the elites hating humanity. It's about population management. Anyway, listen, Joe, got to take a break for commercials here. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we will be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we may not have had a lot of callers today, but we're definitely getting a lot of emails. And I'm looking at one here right now. I had the same experience as Sherry, and I'm in Quebec, Canada. Often I get the request about my email address even before my purchase is rung up. I'm also private, and for small purchases, I prefer to pay cash. Yeah, definitely. It seems that there's almost a spiteful attitude when I say no to giving up my email address. The cashier holds up the bills I've handed over to the light in a very skeptical manner, and it irritates the heck out of me. For heaven's sake, if I had the ability to counterfeit, would I be shopping at a dollar store? Good point. Another one came on in basically talking about Wi-Fi radio, and this individual apparently went through the same thing as the other caller. When he turned off the radio, came back later, turned it on, need to reset the defaults. So apparently, okay. So we make things too complicated. We really do. And, you know, I'm not a tech dummy. But sometimes it just seems like we're into the gratuitous obfuscation of our products. Okay, somebody just sent me a photo of the Radio Sputnik feed on the internet radio. Yeah, they made him look like the Joker. So, okay. Let's get back to the news here. We're talking about science and health issues here. This is a story that I think illustrates that our medical industrial complex is all about money. So down in Florida, there was this family, and they had a young son named Noah who was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia at Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital in Tampa, Florida. And after some pressure from the doctors, they allowed him to undergo chemotherapy treatments. Now, after two treatments, Noah was declared to be cancer-free. Part of that may have been his parents' decision to supplement his conventional treatments with dietary, vitamin, and herbal interventions. Probably heard lately how apparently turmeric can be helpful in those situations. But according to Noah's mother, even though, you know, because their son received this clean bill of health after two treatments, they decided to stop the chemotherapy treatments and just continue Noah on a natural treatment regimen for maintenance and prevention. But the All Children's Hospital wasn't okay with this. They called the Child Protective Services on the family to literally come and take this cancer-free child, take him back to the hospital, and submit him to unnecessary chemotherapy treatments. Now, that chemotherapy is not gentle. It's basically a controlled poisoning. And I don't know if it's a little bit better today than it was back when my mother passed away, but I saw what chemotherapy did to her. It just ripped her up. Okay, we got a caller on the line. Steve in Chicago, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha from Chicago, Michael. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Great. Thanks for taking my call. Big fan of the show. I wanted to talk a little bit about the consumer privacy issues some of the callers were talking about earlier in the show. Just quickly.
Yes.
It's very frustrating, the buyer experience as a consumer. You go to these stores. Sometimes, instead of just ringing up your stuff, they want to be salespeople.
Yes.
And it could be very frustrating when you're spending your hard-earned money. But me and a couple buddies of mine and people that I know in my age group, we kind of have a little fun with it. When they ask for our phone number, we give them our area code, and we sing that song, 8675309.
Yep.
So, yeah, just to kind of enlighten everybody, you know, it is frustrating, but you're trying to put in the keypad, what's your phone number to get receive special offers and this. I just say 8675309, man.
Yeah.
And that's all I had to say, Mike. I'm a big fan of the show, and I listen every day, and, keep up the good work, man. We appreciate you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the support. Tyson Foods is recalling almost 12 million pounds of frozen chicken strips over concerns that the products may contain pieces of metal. Now, there is an upside to being tracked by a customer card. And we've gone through this with Sam's Club, where there'll be a product recall and we get notified by email because Sam's Club's computers know we bought that particular product. So there's a positive way of looking at all this data collection. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be right back. Join us on the air.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Quick little update on that school shooting in Colorado. Seven students were injured. Four are listed as in fair condition. One is in serious condition. So we all hope that they're going to pull through, and that will be the end of the situation. All right, let's take a phone call from Chris in Florida. Aloha, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first, Michael, you mentioned chemotherapy while my call was being screened, and I didn't know what that was in the context of. That's one of the things I wanted to cover.
Okay, I'm having trouble hearing you. There's a helicopter right outside our house here, so we were talking about chemotherapy.
Let me turn off the transmission. Better.
Okay, you still there?
I am.
Okay, that sounds a lot better. So we were talking about chemotherapy, and it is very damaging to the body, but it's the, you know, orthodox cancer treatment, and it makes a lot of money.
Right. Well, there's a story that I couldn't find on your website, just from a quick search just now. I wish I had more time to get more involved, but that's what I'm trying to call folks to learn about and contact the All Children's Hospital here in St. Petersburg, Florida, and learn more about the situation here in my area. I live in Clearwater, just a few miles away, St. Petersburg, where All Children's Hospital is.
Yes. And, no, it's in Tampa.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that one, but there's also, like I said, I'm a little bit behind the curve on learning. There's so much I'm trying to learn here on this case with Noah, little 3-year-old, I believe, who has just been taken away from his parents because they do not want to give him chemotherapy now that he's cancer-free, and the media is very much maligning them. You can learn more about this at FloridaFreedomAlliance.org. That's FloridaFreedomAlliance.org. And just click on Noah's story at the top and go to their Facebook page, and there's a lot more information. Court proceedings are ongoing. Today there's another court hearing. And essentially, like I said, he's been taken away from his parents. And last time I checked, which was about 2 days ago, he was given, his grandparents were given custody, fortunately, but he had been in the hospital, basically imprisoned, which is an injury in itself. He's very much depressed, of course, according to the mother, no doubt. No doubt that's true. You can also learn more about it at Florida Health Action Network, FloridaHealthActionNetwork.com, and their Facebook page. And also, Health Freedom Florida is another good resource on that issue, but more so those three resources I mentioned. The second topic, the main topic I was calling about, was to call Governor DeSantis, Florida Governor DeSantis, here to ask him to veto the vaccine registry bill, HB 213. And you can check out the analyses at those websites, FloridaFreedomAlliance.org, FloridaHealthActionNetwork.com, and HealthFreedomFlorida.org. And you can read a lot more about the implications, but essentially it contravenes HIPAA, the privacy of, the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act of 1996. It contravenes Article 1, Section 23 of the Florida Constitution, having to do with privacy. Basically, you need to opt out of it in order to not be registered. When a patient opts out, all the information is to be removed from the registry. However, there is nothing preventing the information from being stored elsewhere outside of the registry. The amendments direct healthcare practitioners to provide notice and opt-out forms, although there is nothing holding them accountable if they do not. Healthcare practitioners are required to use FL shots, that's the database, FL shots. This will produce a chilling effect for doctors who issue medical exemptions under very limited conditions for fear that they will be targeted, and also opens the door to legislation similar to California, which strips doctors of their discretion, confidence, and trust.
Yeah.
Or, on their discretion in issuing exemption, medical exemptions that are being jeopardized in California with their Senate Bill 276 right now, which is another issue, another big issue. The language in this HB 213 that we need to ask, call, contact, email Governor DeSantis to veto pertains to the uploading of information from existing systems needs to be vetted. Does an existing automated system apply potentially to payers, Medicaid, Medicare programs, insurance companies, and other databases with vaccination information? Would other parts of the patient's medical record be accessible and potentially stored? Will the information be sold? If so, what is being done to prevent this information from being stored by the health department? And, of course, there's the issue of hacks and leaks, but those are just some of the main points, although there are many others that you can check out at those websites.
Well, there's too much of our information is out there on too many different computers. I mean, it's like we don't even know where this stuff is. You know, these are our medical records, and we have no idea where they are. They could be in another state for all that we know. And I really do think we're headed into this dystopian situation where there is no more personal privacy, we're being managed like farm animals, and being told what to eat, what not to eat, what medicines to take, what medicines not to take. And it really does feel like we're in this giant human ranch rather than a nation.
Right. Well, you know, we do have a right to health care of our choice, we should add. If my choices of health care, if they are infringed by somebody who is asking for universal access to the third leading cause of death, which are medical errors, according to Johns Hopkins University, and that study, they said that, well, it might not be, it might be higher than the third because they couldn't account for outpatient or at-home deaths, but, you know, heart disease and cancer, the first two, and the first two leading causes of death here in this country, and if those were better treated and prevented, well, these medical errors, if we consider the fact that they could have been better prevented and better treated, in most cases that is the case, then we could consider that medical mistakes are the first leading cause of death, possibly. I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, if somebody wants universal access to the third leading cause of death, they want me to help them to commit suicide, and at the same time, that impinges on my ability to afford even one supplement, one capsule of my supplement, I'm not going to do it. If folks you want to check out this story, Mike.
Well, I did post the link to Noah's story just now, and if you could email me those other URLs, I'll take a look at them. But I'm glad to see so many people are starting to push back on this idea that the government gets to decide what medications you're forced to take. And the number of medications, of course, is always growing. The cost is going up. It's just another money-making scam. We don't know that these vaccines work or if they're even safe. In fact, I'm looking at this story right now that was posted by one of our members, where apparently there was this flight attendant, 43-year-old, she's been in a coma for days due to encephalitis, which is a rare complication of both measles and measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, and she'd been vaccinated.
Yeah, you know, they're the ones they're studying when it comes down to checking the strain of the, whenever there's an outbreak, it's always the vaccine strain. And, you know, another interesting thing I'm seeing on the news, on different broadcasts, is that they're saying vaccines, especially when they're covering the MMR vaccine being mandated in New York recently, in these emergency declarations to mandate the MMR vaccine, which is overkill when there's just a measles outbreak. The MMR is, of course, measles, mumps, rubella. Well, you know, a common theme I'm seeing is that they're saying it's perfectly safe, quote-unquote perfectly safe.
Yes.
And saying it's, you know, side effects, adverse reactions are relatively uncommon. Yeah, but I'm just, you know, I'm astounded that they won't accept feedback. Like, there's a local station here I'm not going to mention, give them time of day, but, you know, on their get on their Facebook feeds when they come on live and confront them. When I was on there and the newscaster said that it's perfectly safe, I gave the insert for the, from Merck's own website for the MMR vaccine. And she would say, oh, well, that's fake news, and that'll be deleted soon. And she wouldn't even mention the name, the word insert. She said, oh, well that's what did I say? You know,
fake news.
I can't remember what I put in the chat room, but pardon me?
Yeah, and, well, you need to understand these TV stations are all making a fortune in advertising revenues from the pharmaceutical corporations, and they're absolutely not going to speak out about, you know, problems with the products. That's just the economics of it. Back when we had diversity in media, you probably could have found some small independent station who would do that. But they're all, you know, parts of these large conglomerates. They're all dependent on these ad budgets from big pharmaceutical. And that's why you never see any corporate media coverage of the harm that's being done by the measles vaccine. The measles vaccine is killing far more people than the measles has.
Absolutely.
Anyway, listen, Chris, thank you for the call. I got to let you go here, and we're going to switch over to Layla in Canada. Layla, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I don't know if I heard the gentleman correctly who was in the call just before me. First of all, with the greatest respect to those who are sick and seeking therapy for their illness, I don't mean to imply that they don't have a right to do that. But I question, I thought I heard him say that people have a right to health care. I'd like to know where that is engraved in stone, where it was. There is no right. Even I personally have even questioned the concept of human rights. You know, if take, for example, the idea that human rights are inalienable. If they were inalienable, then it would be because they were within our DNA and therefore they could not be separated from us. However, since most of the world does not have so-called human rights, clearly they are alienable and they are optional depending upon who controls the levers of power wherever an individual exists. Now, back
well,
to
we're
my
certainly
original
seeing
question.
That today here in the United States between the attacks on the Second Amendment and all these social media corporations just taking it on themselves to filter out content that doesn't line up with their personal political viewpoints, which tend to be heavily liberal.
And I have to say I resent that with the deepest disappointment because so many of the wonderful, informational, credible websites and YouTube videos that used to be online have all been removed.
Yes.
And those, I mean, there are so many that were produced by credible people who had done some legitimate research and created credible documentaries that I used to enjoy. Now I can't even find them. But back to the concept of rights and power. The first person that I know of within human history who decided to give some rights to the weaker people that were white slaves that had been captured, it was written in the Code of Hammurabi of Babylon.
Yes.
But ever since then, rights have always been optional depending upon who is in control. Now, today, somehow the United Nations or the those who profess to be or present themselves as liberals or humanitarians or progressives or compassionate, those are telling us now that we have all kinds of rights, such as the right to be to take money from the wealthy, and the wealthy are now people who can afford to pay taxes, who are taxed unduly, and thus they, those taxpayers, pay for the health care that others think they have a right to access, even if they've never lived in the country before they illegally migrated into the country, and then deprive the legitimate users of the healthcare system from the services that their taxes paid for and built, including all of the other welfare benefits that previous generations invested in. It's like when you invest in a stock, you have the right as the investor to reap the dividend benefits. Now, the governments who are trying to buy votes with our dividends are letting in migrants that they know are going to vote for them because
yes,
they become the ones who give the health care, who tell them they have a right to health care. They have a right to equal outcomes, not equal opportunity as it used to be. Everybody had the right to work equally and to struggle towards increasing their social status. Now you're automatically elevated to the top of the totem pole, if I may use what is now an unacceptable, perhaps, caricature of the Aboriginal peoples. There was always a hierarchy all throughout human history. And there seems to be something that's built into humanity that probably is necessary because if we didn't cooperate and follow a leader, we would never have been able to survive to this long.
True.
And have such a burgeoning population. So we see people that we think are idiotic and believe in unrealistic images. Some would, atheists would say that it's a fairy tale to believe in God and Jesus. And I think there might be some legitimacy to that in the sense that if you read the New Testament, who is blamed for the death of Jesus? It is the people of, who lived in the province of Judah that was being administered by the Romans, and Pontius Pilate, the Roman, is made to look like a victim. There are those who say that the Romans actually wrote the New Testament in order
yes.
to bring people in line, in order to make their
That was at the Council of Nicaea. Yeah, I mean, we're running out of time here, Layla, but basically, Jesus made a play for the throne of Judea, and the Romans crucified him for treason. Anyway, Layla, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a short commercial break. Back with the last segment of today's program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Final segment of our program today. Over in China, well, actually, it's gotten bigger. There is a problem with this virus that is just racing through the pig population. It started last August with this farm with fewer than 400 hogs on the outskirts of Shenyang. It was found to harbor African swine fever. This is the first ever occurrence of this contagious viral disease in the country, with half the world's pigs. Now, 47 head had died, triggering emergency measures, mass culling, a blockade to stop the transportation of livestock. Within days, a government notice proclaimed the outbreak effectively controlled. Well, that's what the government was saying. By then, the disease had literally spread across hundreds of miles, sickened animals, contaminated food in dirt and dust on truck tires and clothing. 9 months later, the contagion has spread nationwide, crossed borders into Mongolia, Vietnam, and Cambodia, and of course, has basically destroyed their pork industry. They're actually starting to call it the pig's version of Ebola. Now, when you go down to the beach, we have a lot of beaches around here. When you go down to the beach, you go out in the sun, you put on sunscreen. Probably be better to, like, put on some articles of clothing. But sunscreen is what gets pushed. Sunscreen is what gets advertised here. And it turns out, according to this article in Government Slaves, there's a new study that says that sunscreen reaches your bloodstream a day after you use it. It doesn't just stay on the surface of your skin. It actually soaks on in. And you ought to be a little bit concerned about that, because being deemed in the same category as cosmetics, sunscreen isn't subject to the same kind of safety checks. Oh, it's just on the surface. It'll wash right off. That's the reason that the cosmetics industry gets a pass on FDA and USDA checks of the chemicals they use. But yeah, apparently that is a big problem. Over at Yellowstone, there's been an earthquake swarm that hits the caldera. Experts are saying, no, there's no big eruption coming, but it's upsetting a few people. And finally, there has been an effort to clean up the top of Mount Everest. And so far, the volunteers have brought down 3 tons of rubbish from Mount Everest. And it's climbing gear, abandoned oxygen tanks, and even corpses. And I kind of hope that one of those corpses is going to be Andrew Sandy Irvine, who was the guy with Robert Mallory that may have actually reached the top of Everest first and then died on the way back down. And by the way, that is an aspect of mountain climbing. When you're on your way back down, gravity is dragging you along and you're tired from the trip up. That's actually when most mountain climbing accidents happen. So there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Please stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Take what you learn here. Share it with everybody that you know. When you see something in the media that's blatantly false, make a noise about it. Make a stink. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic.